Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. September is Apple Month in Maryland, and we have more selections in the market than ever before. What I love is seeing new varieties come into the market, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, I've got this little tradition I do every couple of years. I do apple pie trials.
Oh, I know. The apple pie trial.
I know, but I want to see how some of these new varieties work.
Right.
And, you know, some of the ones that we like to eat, you know, just out of our hands.
Sure. They're not really good for making pies.
Like, yeah, no, like Fuji and Gala.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted to try for myself just to confirm that. But yeah. I did pick four.
Okay.
And let me just briefly tell you what my approach for making apple pie is.
Okay.
I like to pre-cook the apples a little bit. Mm-hmm. I like to saute them in butter with the sugar and all that stuff and some cornstarch to get kind of a sauce going.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't cook them till they get mushy or anything. I just, you know, get them going a little bit.
Sure.
And then I'll put them in the crust and bake them. And I like a long, slow bake for my pies.
Good.
Here's the ones that I worked with. A new one that I hadn't heard of before called Zestar.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, Daybreak Fuji, which is an early ripening Fuji, and I wanted to try. Ginger Golden, it's a variation on the Golden Delicious, and I wasn't too sure if that was going to work out or not.
Right.
And finally, Jonamac, which is a cross between Macintosh and Jonathan. And,
which is a great apple.
And I made all of these in an identical manner, side by side, so there was, you know, it was very scientific.
Of course.
Of course. And here's the results. The Zestar did beautifully. It got a grade of 8 out of 10. It was a little tart in the best sense. It had persistent flavor with good acidity. And the apple seemed like a really good vehicle for the sugars and the cinnamon, the spices in the pie.
Uh-huh.
And it really did stand up very, very well to the crust.
It's got a great texture.
You know the apple.
Yeah, yeah, which I really like
about it. It did. Yeah. It stayed perfectly firm.
Exactly.
You know, and that really knocked me out.
Right.
Daybreak Fuji didn't do quite as well. I gave it a 6 out of 10.
Mm.
The slices, they fell apart pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And there was not much acidity, not much tartness, but very good sweet sugar flavors. But we need balance.
Yeah, I think that's a better eating apple anyway.
I do.
You know.
This one, the Golden Ginger, or the Ginger Golden, I didn't know what to think about it, but it turned out to be sensational.
Yeah.
It has a darker color. It has a wonderful aroma. I think I overcooked a little bit because it was a little mushy in the pie.
Okay.
If I had not done that and had stayed as firm as the Zestar, I would have given it 9 out of 10 because the flavor was that intense.
Huh.
Really, really nice flavor.
Nice.
And if you wanted to make an apple pudding, I suppose, this would be the one.
Or apple butter.
Probably would do very well with apple butter.
Yeah.
Finally, the Jonamac, much to my great disappointment and surprise, I thought it ended up being a pretty nondescript.
Huh.
It was very, very tart, but there was just no corresponding sweetness, so
sure.
It went out of balance in that direction. And it also got pretty mushy. But if you want to work something in for tartness, this would be a good selection. I think a lot of people like to mix up their apples.
Yes. I mean, it's like blending.
It is, like blending wine.
You know, using different types to make sort of a complete package.
Right. So I think I would go with maybe 5 Zestar, 5 Ginger Gold, and throw in a Jonamac for tartness and make a really sensational pie.
Yeah.
I'm going to put all these results on the website and go shopping and try this out
for
yourself.
Yeah, I think it's worth shooting, you know, going out and finding these apples because they really are good. Don't buy the same ones all the time.
No, and thanks to my friend Dave Hockheimer from Black Rock Orchard who worked with me on this project.
Uh-huh.
And he'll be getting the results this weekend. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.